Lac La Biche. Several fundraisers at the Lac La Biche Regional Humane Society, LLRHS, held throughout November and December have raised almost $16,000 to support shelter services. The nonprofit organization is aiming to purchase 9 stainless steel cat kennels in the observation ward, and they have made a good dent in reaching that $19,000 goal, said MJ Siebold, vice chair of the LLRHS. However, due to increased costs to support the influx of cats and dogs, along with medical, food and shelter requirements, this year has been challenging. When considering the increased costs for items required for operations, the shelter will have to review the feasibility of the kennels and perhaps make even tougher decisions, explained Siebold. We have been fundraising for new stainless steel kennels for our observation ward, but we'll need to wait for the budget to see if we can proceed. The crazy increases in operating costs in the last year have changed our budget needs considerably, with our forecast looking like we will be in a deficit at year end. With shelter volunteer staff and board members organizing 50-50 draws at the Cragend Harvest Dance, participating in the Festival of Trees and the Lac La Biche Chamber of Commerce Awards Night, it still may not be enough. In conjunction with the 50-50 draws, donations and bake sales were also held throughout the month, along with the largest annual fundraiser Christmas for Critters online auction, which raised 60% of the roughly $16,000 total in the last several weeks. Municipal support. With the future of the shelter looking bleak and to avoid potentially closing the doors, a successful request was made to Lac La Biche County for support, which will also see a potential funding agreement for the future too, said Siebold. Council approved $150,000, we can breathe again. We have operated for 8 years with no operational funding, so this is huge for us, she says, which in turn will give the shelter enough funding to operate through 2023. This has given us some room to breathe again as our future was looking very bleak. We are very pleased with the reception we received from this council and are feeling very optimistic, said Siebold. Nonetheless, as the Humane Society aims to continue providing safe spaces for animals during the winter months, and for as long as they are needed, Siebold says a big thank you is owed to all of the donors and volunteers who contributed. To every person and business who donated an item or service to the auction, to all who bought 50-50 tickets, to all who donated and purchased baking at our bake sale, to all the bidders who participated in the auction, and to all our amazing volunteers who made these fundraisers possible. Thank you.